This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Arielle Cohen. The Biden administration and states are racing to address vaccine equity before all states open up their COVID-19 vaccination appointments. President Joe Biden directed states to open vaccine eligibility to all adults by April 19th. But there's currently a big vaccine equity gap for Black and Hispanic people. And polling shows that's not a vaccine hesitancy problem, but a vaccine access issue. Black and African American individuals make up 12% of the population, but only 8.4% of those who have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And 18% of the country identifies as Hispanic or Latino, yet they only make up 10.7% of those receiving vaccinations. Black and Hispanic people also disproportionately have been dying from and being hospitalized for COVID-19. Polling shows that Black and Hispanic people are just as willing to take a vaccine as white Americans when they have access to a shot. So states and the federal government are quickly working to break down the barriers that prevent minorities from getting vaccinated. Some states have launched vaccine appointment transportation programs, mobile vaccination sites, Wi-Fi assistance, and data collection at the local level to help even the playing field. Biden's Health Equity Task Force met on Friday afternoon to discuss recommendations for states, but they have yet to vote on anything. Public health officials say timing is of the essence here. Vaccine access will soon open up to everyone, and although supply is ramping up, the issues preventing minorities from getting vaccinated probably won't be fixed in time. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky acknowledged this is a problem during a press call on Monday. She called racism a serious public health threat and pledged to do better.